Robot Underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to Robot Underpants. This is Langley. Next to me here is character Bob. Say hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
That's right. Starman Michael Gaines here.
My next movie is going to be Alien.
Is it? Let's all go bananas and post that everywhere. Kathy Hopkins is here. Welcome back.
Hi. I love paying people money to be privacy, happiness, and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, you're going to have to send a check over, or I'm going to, I don't know.
I actually have nothing.
I have nothing.
You're sure it's working, right?
Yeah, no, totally. Believe me.
Okay. I trust you. I trust my privacy with you. It's okay.
Right. The only way you wouldn't is if I was like some giant company. We'll get to that, I suppose. Or we can talk about it now.
We'll just take down your privacy wall with my mind if I don't get a check in my, if I don't get some PayPal money.
PayPal money? It's all PayPal money.
It's all PayPal money.
Well, we'll just go ahead and get right to it, I guess. The AT&T, I don't know if this is the top story, but it is now. Kathy, go ahead. You talk about it.
They're doing gigabit fiber internet, of course. And you know what? You can have them block the tracking your internet history and all that good stuff and everything if you just pay them $29 per month on top of your usual thing. So that way they won't track you.
That's a lot to flip a switch.
It's not like Google Fiber doesn't charge you extra for that or anything. Oh, wait a second. So, but yeah.
Do Google just charge you
for that sort of thing? AT&T wants to.
Or does Google not have that option? They just track you.
No, the Google Fiber kind of, I think, if I remember correctly, they don't do any additional tracking at ISP portion of things.
All right.
So,
they just track your normal internet usage.
Yeah, that's all.
That's all. Well, I mean, that's what Google
does. Yeah, also, you have the whole other window, the incognito window. So supposedly, at least there's that.
Yeah. Sure.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, if that works. Who knows?
I don't even know how well that works.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean,
it just keeps it from being saved on your computer. It doesn't, at the IP level.
Yeah, you're not tour level type of stuff with that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you get something really fast, you can close the window instead of, crap, I have to clear my search history now.
Gee, if only I'd paid $29.
Right.
Oh.
If only.
If I paid $29, then Homeland Security couldn't find it.
or whatever. Because those big companies are probably not reporting all that stuff then.
Right.
It seems awfully high. That should be, I mean, look, I'm against it being any amount of money, and I think that they're going to have some serious problems with the Federal Trade Commission. But if they felt that they need to charge anything, $9.99 should be enough. $29.99 to flip a switch and
that's awful.
That's just stupid.
I mean, it's as bad as. I mean, don't get me started on.
Is their service as good as the cell service? Because the cell service is terrible.
Cell service is great here. Verizon in some places.
Yeah. I'm taking both of them and their data problems. I'm probably going to go get Sprint.
There are stretches of 40 miles of road out there where AT&T just dies.
Yeah.
Like I have four bars on Verizon, and for 45 minutes, my AT&T would have no connection.
Yeah. There was a time 2 years ago I had an Android Samsung phone on Verizon, and then I had in my usual iPhone on AT&T. And for like 3 months, I took it all over the place, and there are some places where it flip-flopped.
Yeah.
It depends on a bunch of things.
I mean, you can always get, I have ExpressVPN. It's like $12 a month or something, and then if you really want to hide from things, you can use that.
You're looking at these options here.
Yeah, there's things you can do, and that's cheaper. I mean, you know, go search your whatevers or download your whatevers in Holland, as far as anybody's concerned. I mean, whatever. There are plenty of other things. I mean, there's always what's that other one? Tor. Does that still work? I haven't
been really. It still works.
Yeah. I tried the Tor browser once, but it's like really limited. Like you can't watch any videos through there because Flash is, you know, leaky or whatever, and it's like, you know, I don't know. You could go play your dirty mud games. Like, it's all text.
What dirty mud games? What the hell?
What are you talking about? I don't know. What would you do? What would you do in all text?
I don't know. Legend of the Dread Dragon got pretty dirty once in a while, guys.
There you go. See?
I snuck into people's in rooms all the time and banged the crap out of them. It was nice. Dirty 17-year-old. I don't know.
That's
whatever that was.
That'll be the next show.
Not this show. You can go do your dirty 13-year-old show by yourself. On your VPN. On your Tor client. Oh, boy. All right. Another illegal... What's that?
Tor still works, but it's got some issues. Like, people are starting to find holes in it.
Yeah, I've heard that there were some holes. Yeah. Like I said, I tried it once, but it was like, oh, I'm going to go watch porn or whatever, and then it was like, no, you can't. It doesn't work. So I was like, what do you do with this? I don't know.
Isn't that what it's for?
Isn't that what it's for? I don't know. But yeah, who knows? Probably for more nefarious things than that, I guess.
I guess that's just...
Porn's not really illegal.
That's about as bad as I... Because when I started thinking about browser history and blocking what I'm doing, the only thing I can think of is porn.
Right.
And I'm not trying to, like, launder money.
I don't care if the government knows I watch porn.
Or hack into CIA computers. I don't do any of that.
Yeah.
I challenge the government to know what porn I look at. So, they might have a good afternoon with that.
Yeah, be my guest.
Yeah.
My browser history consists of H1Z1, gaming, and my email.
Some kind of swine flu?
Bird flu? No, it's a zombie game. And looking up soundtracks. So right. There's my browser history.
Pretty much. Well, other illegal news, illegal things people have been doing. Vanilla Ice got arrested for stealing furniture or something.
No ninja, no.
No. Evidently, it's linked to his, whatever his TV show is, where he refurbishes homes or whatever, renovates homes. But.
I didn't know about that.
Well, yeah, there goes his second career already.
Darn.
Yeah. I'm sure it was a giant misunderstanding.
Sure it was.
He probably thought it
or
was.
Or he just was really worried about his street cred and had to steal some shit.
You guys, I'm hardcore, yo. Why wasn't I in the Ninja Turtles movie again this last summer? I don't get it.
Yeah, I wasn't in that. Oh.
So I'm so white.
I better go steal a hutch.
Well, apparently, from what I was reading, at least, it seems that the house was vacant. He knew that, but he didn't quite understand that just because it's vacant doesn't mean that no one has ownership of the house.
Mm.
So maybe he shouldn't take the stuff that's around there that isn't his.
Yeah, probably not so much.
Yeah, he was just not very bright about it.
I don't know. I don't understand. I don't understand people.
Shocking to me. It's not like he's ever made poor decisions in his past.
Zero times at all using Queen's music. None of that.
Nah. Afro Man. Did he get arrested for this?
I thought I saw that the cops picked him up for this.
I would think so.
Yeah.
That looks like assault to me.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
All right. All of a sudden, I'm the expert on this. I just... Well. Fly through my my feed earlier today. When I first saw it, I'm like, oh, it was probably nothing or something like that. But it happens so often in my feed, it's like, all right, I'm going to take a look at this. So Afro Man, I never heard of the guy.
Because you get high.
Because you got high.
Yeah,
I was going to listen to Afro Man, but then I got high.
And there was this girl that came on stage, and I've read that he doesn't have security on stage for whatever reason, but... There's a video of him and this girl, and it looked like in the beginning of the video he sees the girl. She's standing like with him. He turns his back to her, and he's playing the guitar. She sort of like rubs her butt against his, and then he just clocks her.
Yeah.
You know what? Rapping is not consent. So she clearly assaulted him by rubbing her butt. So
true.
You know, don't laugh.
She acted first.
She did.
Well, on the phone we have to comment on this. We have Ray Rice, who's also broke down.
But he said that he was high and he was on his medication.
And then a wild drunk girl appears from the wild.
I wasn't gonna punch the bitch, but then I got high.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know.
Prescribed for my physician.
So we'll see. But yeah, that was a pretty hard hit.
He was turned completely around, and he just his whole body swiveled and laid into her. It was pretty rough. Go find that video.
Yeah, the centrifugal force of just the spin.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. His afro.
Yeah.
I
didn't know the guy could play guitar.
I didn't know he was still playing.
Because I mean, the music that's going on in that is nothing like, you know,
the guy has eyes on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like the guy actually has some musical talent.
Well.
So he's a sellout.
Yeah.
Yeah, gets what he deserves.
Well, it's weird to me, like, how many... now, it was, of course, wrong for him to deck her that hard. Of course, maybe it's just reflex of drunken, weird, whatever. But I also think about that every time when, say, when I mention to someone, oh, yeah, so-and-so brushed my butt at a convention or something. And the first thing some people say to me, feminist or not, if that happened to me, I would have decked him. Like,
no, yeah.
You know, isn't that kind of the same thing?
Yeah, it's the same
thing. It is the same thing.
Cons that people bump into each other all the time. I was, this was a few years ago. It was just before Comic-Con, New York Comic-Con. And I saw someone say, I'm going to New York Comic-Con. It was a woman say, I'm going to New York Comic-Con. If somebody so much as bumps into me, I'm going to make sure that they get ejected. I'm like, wait a minute. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of people. People bump into each other. It's just how this happens. And you say,
she just wants to go by herself.
Yeah, seriously.
She's got her wheel or bubble through the crowd.
I would really just really want to know why people have been so butthurt lately. It wasn't like this when I was growing up. It's like, yep, I bumped into you. You say you're sorry and you move on.
Excuse me.
Now everything turns into, well, you bumped into me. You were not watching where you were going.
The personal attack. Now.
The personal attack and all this shit.
Oh, that's one more good reason to become one of those con people who never wears deodorant. No one's going to bump into you, ever. You will have your own perimeter around. It'd be great.
Does that happen?
Is that what you do?
It's a science. I should, clearly.
Yeah, well,
is that a con strategy?
I don't think on purpose.
Oh.
No, I don't think on purpose.
Means you're naturally that good at strategizing.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of undeodorized people at cons?
Yeah.
I'm sure they're unsure.
Yes, there are.
They're not. They shouldn't raise their
hand. They most definitely are.
Yeah. Kathy, you went to Gallifrey 1. How was that?
Oh, yeah. How was it?
That was so much fun. I mean, okay, granted, I've been to enough cons recently because I just at Walker Stalker and at the very end of the month, too. And so I don't sit in panels so much for the most part, except for, because also I'm half conscious usually by the second day. Oh, conventions. So I only go to certain panels. And this time I tried to make it to at least one of John Barrowman's. And then I did not, stuff happened, all that. But then I did go to at least to see the Star Trek Continues one, which is a good fun thing to check on YouTube.
How was the Star Trek Continues one?
Good. Like, first they had the screening of the third episode, because they are just, I think, wrapped filming the fourth one, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a Kickstarter. Well, shoot, actually, I think it just ended a couple days ago.
It did.
For more funding. So, I mean, it's pretty funny. I mean, third episode is basically like what happens after the end of the original series, Mirror, Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And it is funny, because you get to see Asshole Kirk and all the all over the place, and it is just laughs. But
that was a good episode. They're doing some good work over there.
Mm-hmm.
I met Vic at New York Comic Con briefly, and I need to get in touch with him because I want to talk to him for This Week in Trek.
So. Yeah, I wish I'd known, because I met him. I don't think he was at Galley, but they had a bunch of other people there. They had the panel afterwards in a different room, and so I caught that at least.
Did you hang out with Chico?
It was fun. But the rest of the convention was also great. Lots of, not much sobriety. Anyone, you park your car and you're there for the weekend. I felt bad because I didn't see as many people as I wanted to, but at a convention you never really do if you know more than three people.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, so
just but they have it. They have it in a hotel, right? So you just stay in the hotel. You go down to the show.
Yeah, the LAX Marriott. And so in LA here. And the tickets go on sale super fast. So anyone who wants to go really needs to be on it. Like the first year I went in 2013, it didn't sell out until from I think April they started until end of October, early November. And then last year or the next year it took about, I don't know, a couple of few weeks or so. This last year it took, I would say an hour.
Yeah.
All of it?
Yeah. When I was in L.A., we would have the L.A. Robotics Club. We held it at the L.A. What the heck is it? Los Angeles Sci-Fi and Fantasy Headquarters or Club or whatever it is, which is a whole other story in itself. But some of the people there, there's a woman that goes to that. She's, I don't know if she's the one who throws Galley or has something to do with it. She's got a lot to do with it. Mean woman. And but she was one of the people that was part of the not robotics club, but the L.A. Las Vegas fantasy sci-fi club. And so we were there one day. They're like, hey, we're looking for some people to help us move this TARDIS out of this guy's garage in Burbank over to the hotel. It's like this, you know, it's like 30 something years old. They've used it in some movies and whatever. I was like, yeah, totally. I'll help do that. Sure. So we all go over there. We're waiting for this truck to show up. And we were like there for like 2 hours, you know, taking pictures with TARDIS in this guy's garage. It's just in this guy's garage. That's where they keep it. And so finally she shows up and she starts barking out orders and they're taking it apart. And it's like this whole ordeal and they move it over there. And I'm like, I talked to one of the other guys and I'm like, so, you know, we helped out and everything. Like, he's just somebody throw us some passes for at least one day to go to this thing. And they're like, you gotta ask her, but probably not. All right. I didn't want to approach her. I didn't want to talk to her. I didn't want anything to do with her because she was so mean and nasty. I just was like, never mind. I'll go another time, I guess. But yeah, it's like so hard to get into.
It really is.
But it sounds great.
Do press stuff or anything, like press pass. Yeah. I mean, so.
And I think it's because of that woman. I think she just like.
Oh no. And plus, they are very limited on space, so they don't want to become a thing where you can't really walk through the halls or just suddenly take photos with a bunch of other doctors in the little hall or something.
Yeah, they don't want to make a deal.
Yeah. And Lockheed itself is great enough with having about 1,000 more pile in, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's cool.
Those are
cool. You had posted something about being weird. This was what it made me think about, like, people bumping into you and, like, I would deck them or whatever. About it being weird at cons sometimes, or was that just something else?
Did
you have a weird experience about something related to what we were talking about, or?
Oh, something about being a chick at a convention or something. I'm trying to remember exactly what it was.
Because I mean, I can imagine it's completely different for girls, but I just wondered if something happened that you want to talk about. You don't have to; it's fine. I didn't know if that was a.
I'm looking up right now somewhere.
Something
maybe
weird happened. Just
something happened at the con because like, a few years ago there was this big thing about, you know, like bad things have happened, and then I heard nothing since then.
Like Gallifrey?
No, not Gallifrey. Just cons in general.
Oh, I mean, there's always like a bad thing that happens, and who knows? It's like, and it never turns out to be anything, or you know, or it's somebody overreacting, or it's some dumbass douchebag doing something, you know. It's there's always something, it seems like.
I said something at 2 o'clock in the morning on
the so you don't even remember.
Friday that's that fine. Day.
That's fine.
Yeah, I have a feeling you just had to do with... I remember why. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. So, yeah, I had... I was wearing just actually a bunch of cheesy Doctor Who type, like tank top and striped socks and slippers and everything. So I looked kind of ridiculous, but in a, I guess, cute way. And so I was hanging out with a bunch of, like, random friends of mine and everything and went into a Champions, the bar / restaurant at the Marriott LAX. And you could see mostly who was at the con and who wasn't. And it seems like this happens a lot more during convention times. There are random people that are just watching all the other con goers.
Oh, yeah.
And I walk in there. I'm looking for my friends in the restaurant. And I'm wearing my stuff. And I'm looking around. And then I see the creepy people. Like the random older guys or whatever that are just, you know, or not older, just there looking around, and suddenly tons of eye contact as I'm looking by there.
There's a girl.
There's a girl, and she's not as derpy as maybe two others, and I don't know.
Yeah.
But, no, it was just really weird. Like going there dressed as anything other than normal, it seems to happen more often, and like having to, I'm pretending I'm not seeing you.
Yeah.
People I actually know, and then like all the weird eye contact afterwards. Yeah. So it was like I felt really watched. It was
awkward.
If I stay there any longer, this one older guy at the corner would probably said something because he looked like he was about to a lot.
He was working it up his nerve.
Yep. I think he was looking at a few chicks and everything, so it wasn't just me. But,
no, he was trying to decide which one he was going to take home,
or pick his battles, or whichever.
Yeah, or that. Which one's gonna turn me down least?
Right. Which one might have more sympathy?
Yeah. Right.
You look like my granddaughter. Oh.
Oh no. That's a bad pickup line. I'm thinking.
You look like my grandfather. It's a great turn down line.
Oh. Yuck.
Yep.
So I guess that is. What's the first con of the year for you? Is it that one?
No, actually, not like that type of con. But the first thing immediately was CES.
I guess.
So I went to that. The first nerdy con I went to this year was Walker Stalker Con in San Francisco.
Right.
But that was a very last second thing, 2 weeks, 2 hours notice before I left. So.
Right. So that all right. For me, WonderCon is kind of the beginning of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Although if I was in the neighborhood, I probably would have gone to either one of those things. Mm-hmm. However, I'm going to go to Cleveland Comic Con this weekend while I'm here in Cleveland. I'm sure it'll be terrible.
it can't compare to SoCal. Yeah,
huh,
but I mean, maybe it's not. I mean, two major comic book based films have been filmed here in the past. You know,
they did do Avengers here.
Yeah, they did Avengers
and Captain America,
and did Captain America.
And Bruce Willis is doing a thing here.
Yeah.
This week.
They filmed Avengers there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Avengers was filmed in Cleveland, and so was Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Nice. Probably also got some good credits and stuff for the film industry to film there.
Probably because
a lot of states don't have very good incentives.
Well, the brothers that did Winter Soldier, what are their names? Come on, Mike, help me out here.
Not the Wachowski brothers.
No, not the
Wachowski brothers.
They're not even brothers anymore.
Here, I'll look it up.
It doesn't matter.
But they're from Cleveland.
The Russo brothers.
Russo brothers.
There you go.
That's it.
Google foo.
Yeah.
Okay.
All the time, guys. It was clearly my brain.
Yeah. No, it's you're just faster with the internet.
I'm not fast with anything tonight. I'm sorry. I'm a little off my game.
I made a bunch of burritos or something.
No, it really wasn't the burritos. It was, you know, the baskets of chips that they bring before you get your burrito.
Right.
That'll do it.
So, I don't know what the hell I was talking about. So I'm going to go to Cleveland Connor. I got a press pass, so I'll go. We're going to go to the media night tomorrow and see what we see there. Lou Ferrigno, evidently, and the Green Power Ranger. I forget what that guy's name is.
I'm excited to see Lou Ferrigno if we can.
Yeah. We'll probably see him. Yeah.
Now, is that Tommy the Green guy? I don't know about
that. Tommy, or is it that David Franks guy, or Frank Davids or something? He said all of those things. Both those guys are always at...
Yeah, that thing with that stuff.
They're always at all of these. And this is Wizard World, where they put Comic-Con in like every state now. Or every city, like, there's a ton of them.
You have Reed Pop. Reed Pop.
What?
New York is Reed Pop, not Wizard World.
Oh. Oh, huh.
I don't know if they're related or not, but...
I don't know. Yeah, Wizard World does they've just kind of put Comic-Cons all over the place now.
Ooh, Karen Gillan's going to be in
San Diego.
She is going to be there, yeah. There's going to be a bunch of people there, and I got to go. This is what I want to find out tomorrow when we go to media night. I'd talk to the PR guy and be like, you know, how do I, where's the place to go? Because I don't think Portland had like a media room for, or like a press photo place, like Comic-Con does, where they do all the, you know, they walk out and they do the whole photo line thing and everything like that. I don't know if there's any way to do that, because usually they're just sitting there signing autographs, and people pay for those, so I always feel kind of crappy trying to take pictures of them.
Yeah.
You know, because they're charging, and I don't know what, like, you know, I don't have to ever worry about that with San Diego or WonderCon, because there's places to go to actually get real pictures of them. Mm-hmm. But at these smaller ones, like, I don't know how they feel about, like, do I need to, like, point to my press and be like, this is what I'm taking a picture, I'm not, like, doing anything. Or if they frown on that, I'm not really sure what the protocol is with that whole thing. The good thing about these smaller ones like Portland was there's tons of celebs there. The bad thing is the cosplay blows. It's not Southern California.
Well, and I was glad to, like, when I went to Walker Stalker, I've never been to one of those. And granted, the name of it is weird to me.
It is weird, yeah.
It's like, that's a little excessive.
But, yes,
I was glad I knew not to even worry about bringing cosplay. I was going there as a guest of the guest, and it would be weird for me to bring cosplay at that point. You know.
Well, yeah,
unless the guest was a cosplayer or something, but not that one.
Still, I mean, what are you gonna do? It's pretty much just zombies or.
Or Doctor Who also, and Robert Englund was there, and because that's where my Karen Dillon was at Walker Stalker.
Why?
Because, I don't know. I mean, I know Dave Morrissey was in both Doctor Who and Walking Dead. Because he was the governor / the guy who also thought he was a doctor.
That's right. That's right. I remember that. But why was Karen Gillan there? That doesn't even... I don't know.
Karen was there. Matt Smith was there. Arthur Darvill was there. I actually touched butts with Arthur Darvill. It was great.
And then he punched you in the face.
I knew the master of the art of subtlety, guys. So.
Don't do it on stage.
He couldn't get much swing room when we were on that shuttle bus together. You might actually smack Karen. No one wants that.
That's right. You got to do it in a crowded place. Otherwise, you're setting yourself up. That's funny. That's weird. I don't. I thought it would just be more of like a zombie con thing.
Yeah, I think just wanted to draw more people in general or something, because I know Robert Englund was there. Of course, he's...
That kind of makes sense, I guess. I mean, that's a horror genre. Doctor Who, I wouldn't put in the same category of as any of that.
No, I wouldn't either.
It was a weird addition. I mean, a lot of people there, so...
I didn't even know, and that was in San Francisco. I didn't even know they were doing anything. Where was it at the Moscone, or was it... Where was it?
Fort Mason something or other, or whatever, on the pier or something. Words. I mean, I got view of ship.
Fort Mason. I was in Fisherman's Wharf somewhere, probably.
Yeah, Fort Mason, something or other.
There is a center there. I remember going to a wine tasting thing there once.
Yeah, it's like
interesting. An odd place for that. That's
National Wine Tasting Day, too.
It is, and there we go. It's a National Wine Tasting Day.
Or National Wine Day.
Or whatever, drinking wine. Okay. One of us is drinking wine.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get to it at some point.
I'm drinking brown wine in a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Brown wine soon.
So. Yesterday was Mardi Gras. Anybody do anything for that?
Yeah, we did.
I wouldn't necessarily call that. We went to a bar where the...
I don't know what you two did for Mardi Gras.
We show each other boobs. No, we went to a bar.
I did.
You did.
I earned my beads.
You did earn your beads, unfortunately. And then I tried to jam the beads in my eyeballs.
Yes.
That's not where you put them.
It kind of is. But we went to a bar where the only ones in there. Wow, this is really sad.
And that lady gets so sad when we leave.
Yeah, well...
What do you mean you're leaving? We're getting the fuck out of here. This place is
depressing as shit. Because they were all, like, prepared. She's like, we got a box of beads. We're giving away, like, glasses and stuff. And I was like...
Yeah, and there are two people.
God. Yeah. So I got a...
How did we not get glasses?
I got one.
Oh, I didn't get one.
Yeah, I got one. You didn't order a beer, did you? You had a PBR in a can. That's why. I ordered a draft, and so they gave me the glass with it.
Oh.
And then, like, a handful of beads, and it was just like, oh. Womp, womp, womp. I had some friends that were in Mardi Gras, and it looked like fun. I've never been.
I've never been in New Orleans.
I'd like to go. I've been in New Orleans, but not for Mardi Gras.
I recognize that it's Tuesday, and I probably got a little fatter, so...
Hey! Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't get any ashes on my forehead, but I walked into some dust and got some dirt all over my head.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Today would be Ash Wednesday.
Today is Ash Wednesday.
I live in Los Angeles, and it's been a little hazy and stuff here, so it probably...
And there's, I thought you were going to say, and there's no religion, so... No idea. This is up to Scientology, and they don't do that, so... Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. What else we got on the list? We have, real quickly. Let's see. Oscars coming up this weekend. Anybody going to Oscar parties?
I might RSVP one actually.
Yeah.
Ooh, I
with
think
like real celebs.
This probably.
I'm gonna get some red AstroTurf and walk up and down it in my living room.
You're gonna do your own red carpet. I have seen, I think, almost all of the...
I'll look for the ghost of Joan Rivers.
Maybe I'll dress up and just scream at you. I'll be fashion police for you. You're like, that's terrible. Melissa!
Oh, God, no.
We'll probably see her on the...
Should be a hologram.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. I wish they'd do more of that. I love that. I've seen most of the movies, I think, if not all, of the Best Picture nominees.
What are the nominees again? Vincent didn't make it on there.
Which one? Oh, Vincent,
that was really good.
Bill Murray one? Was that the Bill Murray one? I didn't see that.
Grand Budapest Hotel.
That's on there. I liked that movie.
American Sniper.
I did not care for American Sniper.
I did not see American Sniper.
It was a propaganda movie.
Mm-hmm. Really nationalist was. Stuff.
Yeah. I really hope that doesn't win.
Birdman. I want to see that one.
Oh, Birdman was good.
I want Birdman to win.
I liked Birdman. Someone was good. Actually, I liked the one with Cumbersnatch. The Imitation Game.
Yeah.
That movie was pretty good. I enjoyed that.
Oh, Theory of Everything. I meant to go see that several times with a friend of mine, and then just stuff always came up.
I'm trying to
come
shut
on.
It off.
Turn the volume down, texty guy. Theory of Everything was okay.
Trying to pretend we're doing a thing here.
No, we're trying to be professional.
I know.
The only one here who is a professional audio guy is the one. Oh, check my MySpace.
I actually work on like major media programs.
That's right.
And I'm the one that's being an asshole. I'm sorry.
Theory of Everything was okay. I didn't love it. I thought it was fine. It was it was good. It was fine. It was fine.
It was
a quality movie. I don't think it's Best Picture. And then you got to think like, okay, what does Hollywood pick for Best Picture? You know.
It depends.
I feel like it might be Birdman. I don't think, and there's a lot of chit chat about American Sniper, but there's also like they had the whole thing with the guy,
the actual story and being like a nut job,
like a kind of an asshole, and then the guy that shot him like had his trial was like this week, and the whole thing.
Yeah.
And Jesse Ventura won a slander lawsuit against
against
the estate. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, with PTSD, but I'm calling a job because he's like an asshole. So.
Well, yeah, and he lied about a bunch of stuff. He said like, you know, Jesse Ventura punched him in the face. He's like, I've never even met the guy. I don't even know.
Yeah.
And he said he wished he'd killed more people over there. Like,
right, because the movie made it out to be like he was, you know, kind of tortured about the whole thing, but he wasn't.
Yeah, he said his own book. He's like, I wish I'd done more.
Right, and he also claimed like at some point that he killed a bunch of people in New Orleans after Katrina or something, which wasn't true. And,
he was sniping looters off the top of some roof.
Right, something like that. And the movie was, I think I talked about this before.
And that's pretty much
it. The movie was just like watching a video game, just like shooting stuff the whole time. There was nothing to the movie. It wasn't anything great.
The last thing that I heard about him lying was that he was hanging out with Brian Williams.
They got forced down from there. Yeah, that's right.
I see what you did there.
The story goes that their their Humvee convoy got attacked, and then they ended up being shoved in a cave where they built like an iron suit.
That's right.
To emerge.
Right. And Brian Williams and Chris Kyle they merged together to form Iron Man.
That's right.
Voltron.
Yes, they do.
Like, something like that.
You are the same person.
Oh, God. Yeah. And I also heard that Brian Williams is going to be in the new Ghostbusters movie. Ghostbusters 3.
Which one?
Right, because now Dan Aykroyd is saying Ghostbusters news.
They have a script. They're going to wait for this new one to be done, the female cast, and then they'll work on maybe doing this conventional third sequel. Okay.
But is he going to put the real Ghostbusters on it?
Oh my gosh.
As a fan, I just always wanted a better sequel than the second one because I thought it was terrible.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get a better sequel now.
It's not happening now. It should have happened years ago. But...
Yeah, when Harold Ramis was still around.
Yeah. Dan Aykroyd will never give up on that dream.
Well,
that's because he still thinks he's a Blues Brother.
Oh, well, he still is. He's the only one, actually.
He's on the anniversary thing.
Yeah.
And then James Belushi was finally like, this is stupid. I can't do this anymore. And they're like, hey, John Goodman, you want to be a Blues Brother? Okay. It's awful.
Well, they brought back James Belushi for the 40th.
He did, yes.
The 40th thing happened over the weekend. Yeah, no, they both made an appearance as the Blues Brother for like 15 seconds, maybe.
Yeah. That was just a weird thing because like they had just enough time to set up a lot of jokes and then barely make any sort of punchline before jumping to the next one.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
It was
like,
weird.
Look at this thing. Look at King Tut, where Steve Martin pops up for a second, says two lines of a song, goes back to the sarcophagus thing, and then next guy.
That was really awkward to me. It felt like the timing was really off on the whole thing.
No, it was. No, I understand, but think about this. You have 40 years of classic television to cram into 3.5 hours.
I get that.
It's really hard.
We didn't need to see 20 minutes of Martin Short.
No, there's some awkwardness and weird stuff, and like that him singing about putting music baby in or a comedy baby in Beyonce, or you know,
right? Like the whole the whole Beyonce Martin Short wasn't even Beyonce. What was that? Maya Rudolph or something?
Yeah. Putting the music, the comedy,
doing the setup for the music,
Beyonce. God,
yeah, that was like, and then even weirder was the okay. Here's 10 minutes or 5 minutes about how awesome Eddie Murphy is. Here's 73 seconds of actual Eddie Murphy, and then that was it. And he was nothing else, didn't do anything else.
Yeah, he wasn't even any skits.
Hey, guys, remember when Eddie Murphy saved the entire show? Wait, what?
Yeah. And here he is flubbing at the end and whatever. Like, yeah. I have a feeling he didn't want to do it, and he agreed only if they talked about him a lot. And he wasn't doing any sketches. And that was his. I think those were probably his terms.
Yeah, he didn't do a damn thing. He didn't even bring back Gumby or anything.
Nothing. He didn't do anything. Any of those classic stuff.
I mean, granted, you can't really bring back Buttwheat because he's dead. But
well,
yeah.
Still,
I mean, come on. Bill Murray showed up and did some funny stuff.
That singer.
Eddie, come on. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Nick Scott or whatever the hell it was.
Like Ocean. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually was eating in the middle of that, or no, putting on makeup when Bill Murray's like lounge guy came on. He did the Jaws
thing.
Song.
Yeah. Oh my God!
I started laughing for the first time in a few sections of that whole music thing. Like, first it was okay, then I laughed when he was on.
There was a bunch of funny stuff, but there was also like a weird timing thing happening throughout the whole thing. Like, you know, they were missing cuts to commercials. They were like things went long and things went short. It was very awkwardly put together.
And now, I guess if you wanted to watch it online, a friend of mine was saying that if you skip ahead, you have to. It's not like they'll just show you a couple ads. They show you every ad you would have missed.
Like on Hulu or on NBC.com?
Thing? Right, on NBC.com.
I also heard that they recut Eddie Murphy so it wasn't as awkward for the online version, too. No, really? Seriously, that they did. Yeah,
of course they
did.
I can download mine from my own TiVo.
That's all this technology makes history so easy to rewrite.
It's right. Awesome. Yeah. Miley but also Cyrus, not. Everybody keeps
Miley Cyrus said fuck yeah at the end of her song.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. I rewound it 3 times just to make sure that I wasn't...
I thought she did a pretty good job. I thought the Kanye thing was weird to watch and kind of awkward and horrible.
It was weird.
But you know, you can't have... I wonder if that was like a weird balance to him being the butt of the joke for Wayne's World sketch. You know,
I'm sure
I'll do this if you let me do this thing that's weird as hell. But also, SNL is known for weird performances.
That's true, but that was just, it seemed like it didn't fit right in any of it.
Yeah.
You're right. You know what? You're probably right. He probably was like, I'll be the butt of this joke, but you got to let me perform. Because why else would he be there?
It'd be funny if he was trolling them about that weird-ass performance.
Well, because there's so many better musical guests, you know? Like,
I love the music there, but still.
Who?
Sia, the chick with the crazy white wig and everything.
Oh, yeah, right.
Just like reverse Roseanne Adana.
That's what my dad said.
The negative of her.
That's funny. There were funny stuff. I thought the Wayne's World stuff was funny. Actually, I was like, I wasn't sure if the Wayne's World bit was when it first started, if it was a best of or if it was actually happening, because they look exactly the same. They didn't look like they've aged at all.
Right.
A little fluffier. Like the wigs, the long wigs kind of covers a little bit of the jowls.
A little bit of jowls, yeah.
Yeah. Like, but they look great in general, though.
Yeah, no, that was funny. I'm trying to think.
I still like. Oh, that's exactly what I was going to say. Anytime that Kevin McDonald shows up as Turd Ferguson, I'm in. That's the
best. Yeah. Who is Andre the Giant?
Yeah.
200.
Oh, no, seriously. Norm McDonald?
Yeah, it's Norm McDonald. Sorry.
Yeah. I always thought he was funny. I really liked him.
Yeah, no, seriously. Who is Andre the Giant?
That's Andre the Giant.
Sorry, I'm late. My podium was in the shop.
You weren't invited.
No.
No Dennis Miller because he's busy getting ready for the New Media Expo, evidently.
Oh, jeez. Is he actually going to that?
He's the keynote speaker. He's hosting the podcast awards.
I'm totally going there.
Was there anything political with him not being there or what?
Wait, one at a time.
I'm sorry.
Kathy, are you going to New Media Expo?
Yes. Like, it was free to register, so.
It was free to register. Mm-hmm. I think it's very, very close to Star Wars Celebration, so I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do both. So, obviously, I'm going to Star Wars Celebration before the New Media Expo.
So, was there anything?
Star Wars Celebration? I fucking hate you.
Oh, yeah, I got press passes.
I need to.
You guys will have to talk about that on your Star Wars show.
Yeah, we'll broadcast live.
Which started last December. I found out the other day. I'm like, I wonder how long it's going to take this rat bastard to get back to me about the show that he's wanted to do for a while. Which I said I would do, and now he busted my ass about doing it.
I didn't think you were serious about doing it.
Now that we have something to talk about, he doesn't want to do it.
We started it right before the prequels came out.
Oh my God! That's a long, sad time.
It was
a long, sad time ago.
We're on high. on an internet.
Right.
I actually just watched Spaceballs recently.
Oh yes.
Spaceballs 2 maybe coming.
I hope not. That's another one. I don't want to see all those people.
We talked about this last week. Yeah. Half of them are dead.
I don't want to do it. Yeah, half of them are dead.
Enjoy back then, Rick Moranis. I love him, but I don't feel like it would do any justice now.
He doesn't love us.
If he doesn't do it, then there's just no point. Like, you can get other people to do certain things, like certain parts. Not the same characters, but you can bring in new people. But I can't see the movie without Bill Pullman and Rick
Moranis. Rivers.
And, well,
that's gone. I mean, you could do
it. Well, no, Bill Pullman's not dead.
No.
I'm just saying, like, if he doesn't do it.
Oh. Well, if he doesn't do it, who's left? Who's left alive? Daphne Zuniga.
Mm-hmm.
And Mel Brooks.
And
Colonel Sanders. It's going to be Colonel Sanders focused.
No, I don't want to see it.
I don't want to see that.
A lot of the Mel Brooks movies, I mean, the humor just it won't carry over, I think, as well nowadays. That's
it's a different. Yeah.
Really, it's like you go back and watch some old stuff, like even History of the World Part 1.
I just watched that too. Yeah.
And it's great. We love it. But then you think about how the humor is then versus now. It's like there are a lot of differences in how the jokes are done and everything.
There are. And I remember when I saw Spaceballs opening night, and I thought that was funny, but it wasn't as funny as I expected it to be.
Mm-hmm.
It really isn't as funny.
Yeah.
Like, even the opening shot with the big ship, that goes on like 20 or so seconds longer than it should.
No, yeah. That's the point, though.
Yeah.
No, I know that's the big point. Ship. But the thing is it's like.
Well, like a Saturday Night Live sketch.
Like, it's pretty long.
Yeah. That's what she said.
But there are some things in that movie which I think felt forced, and I don't mean that with a
Schwartz.
There are just some things about the delivery. Like I watched Blazing Saddles recently, and that movie
that, yeah.
sharp, boom,
yeah,
boom.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Baseball is more like the Druish princess, and then there's the
she has look Druish
for the audience reaction, which doesn't work anymore on video, and so.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I went through like just past week or two watching a lot of Mel Brooks movies. Watched Blazing Saddles. Watched History of the World.
It's been 15 years since I've seen Blazing Saddles. I have to watch it.
Oh, it was God. You know what? It was on the Bounce Network. It was on TV.
Was it?
They showed Blazing Saddles on TV on antenna television over the air TV.
Did they? Was it edited? I'm sure
it was edited. Yeah, but it was like I've never seen anybody attempt to throw that on television.
No, it was on television when I was a kid. I mean, there was an edited version of it on television.
It was like TNT and all that, and you know those. Yeah. Those
well, here there's a bunch. There's actually pretty good over the air channels here. Mm-hmm. Like there's a Bounce Network. It's just all like blaxploitation and like that kind of stuff, and that's where they were showing Blazing Saddles. And then there's another one called Grit where they just show westerns, and then Antenna TV shows all like Three's Company, WKRP, Barney Miller, like all those shows, which are great, like better than TV Land, in my opinion. There's actually pretty good over-the-air channels here.
Well, and I mean, and it's not unprecedented around here anyway to show R-rated movies uncut on broadcast television.
Really?
Like Channel 19 for the first...
Oh, when they first started, I remember that.
Yeah, I mean, on their first 10 years of existence on their anniversary date after 9 o'clock, because that's when the FCC regulations lived. right, but they would show Blues Brothers uncut.
Oh, but they showed, I can't think of it. The other one. The other Belushi movie. The campus one.
Animal House.
Animal House.
Yeah.
That was like the one they showed like
And they
on their first day.
Yeah, and they would show it. They would show it uncut. Yeah. They would show it unedited. All the fucks, all the dirty words.
Yeah.
Everything intact.
I remember that. I was in junior high and it was like, that when that channel came about, the first day they showed that, it was like
all great. The fucks were given on that one.
All the fucks,
all
were,
the
given.
Fucks were given.
They were free to have. Anyway, we got what else we got on here? Moving right along, we're in the day. We got that DeLorean iPhone case is huge.
It's
physically
huge. It's not a big hit, right?
Might be.
You guys, it's gotta be good.
It's a big iPhone case. There's a Batmobile one, too, that's very similar. It's the same kind of giant thing.
Yeah, it's just too big. You can't put it in your pocket. And it's actually a DeLorean.
It's the size of a DeLorean. It's a full-size DeLorean.
It's a full-size DeLorean.
You can put your phone in it. It costs
$50,000. Is that a DeLorean in your pocket? It's happy to see me.
Well, you know, let's go.
Finally say that.
Let's go into the future and find out.
Right.
see how disappointing this is. Oh. Sorry. Oh,
so now we learn that flash time travel.
And
oh,
and
what?
When you're pissed off at your carrier or signal, sorry. Just throw it. If it hits 8 miles per hour, it'll be gone.
It's not a spoiler. That was last night's episode.
You can what? You can just like you can't ever talk about anything.
What do you mean?
Don't talk about anything. You can't give away anything.
I didn't give away anything.
I don't know what that is. I'm still on the second episode.
A flash?
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry.
I'm
all caught up on that one. It's not like Heroes where I waited 6 years.
Yeah, I'm probably going to wait 2. So you watch Flash?
Yeah.
You watch The Flash?
Yeah, I watch Flash.
Kathy, are you caught up?
Yeah, I'm actually trying to get Chase Masters on my show.
Oh, nice.
It was in last week's episode. Yep. Oh. So, because she does the anti-bullying thing.
So, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm starting.
You should bully her on to be on the show.
It's kind of turning for me. At one point, I liked Arrow better than Flash, and now I think I'm liking Flash better than Arrow.
I watched a few episodes of Flash at the beginning. I thought it was better than Arrow. I never was a big Arrow, like Green Arrow fan. I think
the guy that plays Barry is settling into the role. I think he's doing a much better job now than
I like that. His dad is the other Flash. Yeah. From the 90s show.
Right.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I used to watch that one. And I really, that was during my, like, Batman phase. I still like Gotham. I still think Gotham's one of the best shows on TV.
I haven't started watching it. I'm going to have to do that.
I've only seen the first 3 episodes, and then I faded off to catch up on everything else. So.
Oh, God, it's so good now. Like, I got through this week's episode, and I had that feeling of, like, God, I can't wait till next week, which I haven't really felt since, like, Lost, I think. Lost was another one where I was just like, couldn't wait to see it. And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Is another one.
Yeah, that comes back in March, right?
I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, because I'm catching up on Agent Carter. I'm a couple episodes
behind. I'm a few episodes behind on that. It's not doing it for me quite as much as
it's okay, but yeah. I mean,
S.H.I.E.L.D. is great. Gotham is really getting good. Gotham is really getting good now, actually, because they just, I think we have this, I think this past episode, we have a villain that we didn't know we were going to see just yet. Mm-hmm. It was the one that nobody said anything about yet.
I don't know. I'm excited for March when we find out, you know, Sky was in 084 and now she'll be something else altogether.
This is the problem I have with the long hiatuses. I don't remember what happened in the last episode.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember anything. Got locked in that room in, what was it, Puerto Rico or...
Oh, Taylor, that's right.
And she was down there with Raina.
All right, don't give too much away.
And the whole thing. No, right. Well, that was like said, September, for I know. Fuck's sake.
You can't say anything. I just saw somebody post on my feed today.
That's not a spoiler.
No,
anymore.
But this is the thing. No, you can't talk about anything anymore.
What do you mean?
You can't. You can't. You can never give anything away.
So what, I have to, like, say spoiler?
No, you have to start up.
6 months ago.
You have to have your own show.
Okay, when I posted my own show's episode last week with the basically the Walking Dead thing.
Yeah.
And the Tyrese stuff. It's like, I think I had to at one point say something about spoilers on there. But
you did.
It was like, I felt weird releasing after knowing all these rules. Within that week, the new episode that talked about everything is like, because everyone expects you to wait most of a week or an entire week.
Or a lot of people binge watch a season or two.
Yeah, well, I mean, I understand.
Somebody on my feed said, we just finished watching Breaking Bad and managed to get through this far without anybody spoiling it.
I'll give you an example. I'm just looking at my feed right now, and a spoiler for Arrow just flew through my feed.
Like an arrow?
What the fuck, people? Like, there's a guy that I know that I follow on Twitter.
You follow the worst people in the world, though, really.
When Arrow just got ended like an hour and a half ago.
Right.
I don't find that it's like the rest of humanity's job to protect me from spoilers if I miss the episode in real time. I'll be like, oh, don't tell me, but I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to roast a podcast for giving something away that has been aired. Like, what do you mean I can't talk about
Twitter and Facebook? That's different.
It's another thing. If you're on the East Coast and you watch something and somebody on the West Coast sees your feed, that's just rude.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well,
give it a week later, I can understand that. Then it's like, look,
cognizant of time zones. Yeah. It's not my responsibility.
Yeah, but that's not what he's saying. He's saying, like, people on Twitter will watch a show here.
Fine.
We haven't seen it yet.
Don't look at your Twitter for a couple of hours your shows
that's what I think with Doctor Who.
Or if you're Mike, stop following horrible people.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, at some point you have to take personal responsibility for your TV viewing habits.
No. Nope.
Wait a minute. Here's what I want to know. Why is it that people feel the need to fuck it up for other people? Why can't they keep their mouth shut on Twitter for a little while?
They get excited. They got to put it out there now. I mean, I don't think they're intentionally trying to fuck us up.
No, I think they are. I've got the news first thing that people do. Right.
Well, I mean, if that's, you know, if there's intent there, then yeah, don't. But so
the new show that
for
we do,
3 hours,
it's
I'll consider
show where we
it
judge people on Twitter.
That is I won't give away spoilers.
Is there spoiler
in
intent?
Hours.
Is there spoiler intent?
But 6 months. 6 months. I'm
objection.
Sorry. I'm talking about what six happened 6 months
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm talking about the fact that it hasn't even aired yet on the West
Coast. Yeah, on the West Coast. All right, I'll give you that. I'll give you.
Bruce Willis is a ghost.
What?
I mean, in Die Hard, what are you talking about? all of Die Hard, he was never really there.
Oh, are you talking about, like, in a movie? I thought real life you're talking about.
No.
No, yeah, in real life, he's actually a ghost.
And Haley Joel Osment's career is over.
No, he's not. He's in new stuff now.
Oh, is he?
Wait, was in, did you watch Tusk?
No.
He was in the new
Kevin Smith. Don't spoil it for me.
Spoiler, Haley Joel Osment's in it. Oh, okay. He's in another thing, too, coming up. A couple of things. Kevin Smith's giving him a new career. He gave Ben Affleck a career.
That's true.
He can give anybody a career.
Macaulay Culkin going to be showing up at any
time? No. He's going to...
Did he die?
Cusack are doing a weird thing back and forth.
Oh.
On social media.
Yeah, because he was apparently...
saying he's dead.
Yeah, they were saying he was dead or he was like, you know, he overdosed on drugs. Hey, speaking of that, how's Whitney Houston's daughter doing? Does anybody know? Bobby Christina?
Their family decided they were going to keep her on ventilators and stuff. That's what.
Oh, yeah, there was talk about pulling the plug on the same day that her mother died. There was a whole thing.
Oh, that'd be that way you only have, like, you know, for the people who are living, only one day is fucked up for the rest of their lives.
That's true.
I can see the benefit in that.
It's already hard enough to remember more than one birthday.
I mean, right. So, I mean, Jesus. Well, I mean, they could always, like,
I'm put planning it, like, my death for the same day that Farrah Fawcett died.
If, like, if she,
oh, shit, Michael Jackson, I mean, jacked it all up.
I mean, this is really, this stuff's about ready to come out of my mouth. I'm like, this is really morbid. But,
here we go.
Like, you know, if so, say
she, pour another drink.
Say she dies here within the next couple of weeks.
During
maybe
this show.
Maybe they'll just celebrate one day. They'll mash it together. Like
President's Day?
Right.
It's Houston's Day?
It's Houston's Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
And,
jeez.
Instead of, because, that's traumatic for somebody when they, you know, when somebody, you know, when there's a...
Of that bunch.
Of a tragic death. To have a couple of days close, like, oh, God, all right, so Whitney, this is Whitney's Day, and then you don't ever fully recover from Whitney's Day every year before you get to Bobby Christina's
Day. And then you don't ever recover from realizing that Bobby Brown's the only one still left.
Yeah, which is that is the crime, because it's all his fault.
I saw him perform at the Avalon a few years ago when I was in L.A. It was pretty good. It was great. Let's see.
It's okay that you had to see him as your prerogative.
So. It was, and that was the song. It was for Will I Am's benefit thing for the, STEM shit that he does or whatever. And so, like, a bunch of people played, like, one or two songs. So, yeah, he did, like, that was the one song he did. And it was kind of awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was...
That's all you want, really. You don't want to hear anything else. You don't want to hear any new stuff.
Right.
You're like, no, this is all I want to hear. That's it.
Just like we went and saw Hall & Oates last year, and then
they,
like,
play their new stuff.
No, it was like a bunch of old stuff, and then, like, Oates, the guy that nobody really cares about.
Right.
Like, they play, you know, they end up playing a song off of his new solo album.
Ugh.
And everybody
came out.
Yay! It did. There was a thing. Who knows?
Yeah.
My Best Buy didn't notify me.
1983 called and wants his mustache back.
Did one of them still have his mustache?
No, he still has his mustache.
No, he's got it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oats.
That thing's immortal. Okay.
It is.
It's in the Hall of Fame.
The immortal stash. Yeah.
I think it'll be part of his skeleton now.
Really. Oh, it's petrified.
They'll carve off his upper lip once he's gone. That'll go to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. And the mustache will get there before he gets there.
And they'll put sticky tape on it and it'll just be like on one of the, like, support poles.
He probably doesn't even have an upper lip anymore.
It's
just a mustache.
It's all grown in.
His hair grown into his teeth and his gums.
Yeah.
He shaves and suddenly he realizes that he has no under nose area.
Oh, no.
And when he swims,
like,
when he swims, it absorbs plankton for nourishment.
Yes. That's right. That's where he is. You're looking for him, he's in the ocean.
That's right.
Swimming around. If he stops, he doesn't eat.
Yeah, he's like evolving backwards. He's getting ready to go back into the sea.
He really is a man eater at that point.
That's right.
Oh,
here Oates comes.
That's the name of the new show that Kathy and I are going to start.
Listen, I can't go for that. No can do.
Hall & Oates podcast called Man Eater.
Well, you guys can start after we do our Star Wars show.
Yeah. Or maybe we'll call it Private Eyes. I don't know.
Right. Oh, my God. So, what else we got to
go? I think that's it. I think we nailed everything and then some.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right.
Well?
Plug time, anybody? Mike?
World of Warcast, This Week in Trek, and I'm starting a new show tomorrow.
Are you?
Yes.
Is it the Star Wars show?
No. Oh. Yeah, I'm doing a Star Wars show without you, you prick.
All right, well, you know what? I'll get to work on a theme song because that's the beginning, right? We've already got the URL.
I'm not mentioning what it is or anything yet because
that's a good plug.
But
well, tune in for
I'll mention it on Twitter tomorrow. My idea is Star Mike. It's something Star that Mike. I've been working on since like 2007. And I finally got around to it.
So it's gonna be really, really good, right? No pressure.
He's got all the shows finished for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
There's 200 shows ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
2007.
Like the Netflix of podcasts. Throw it all out there. It's House of Cards. Consume it all.
It's a show he's going to do about this new thing called Facebook.
What? They'll never take off, guys.
He's been working on
it since 2000. What's this internet?
Yeah. Well, 2007.
Yeah. Yeah.
MySpace all the way.
I think MySpace was dead by then, wasn't it? I don't know.
2007. Yeah, it was dying. It was dying. MySpace was so 2004.
Facebook was starting to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Facebook was taking over, which used to be just kind of a college thing. Like I didn't
feel
like I needed Facebook all for college
for .edu emails,
and I just felt like a creeper if I was getting on Facebook.
So. Still do. Mm-hmm. I still feel like you're a creeper. I mean,
oh, I try and avoid.
Title is good.
Yeah, it's good. Sure. Robot Underpants. I'm Bob, the Creeper.
Right.
That's great. Thank you. It's my profession.
Minecraft. Play Minecraft. Kathy?
Play Minecraft.
Plug time?
Yeah, I have the Anxiety Party podcast thing. It's at Anxiety Party on Twitter and the Facebook and all that. And you can find me on Twitter at CheesyG. And last week I released an episode with Chad Coleman from The Walking Dead. So.
Oh, that was such a good episode.
Yeah, you're it. You listen to it. You're not full of lies.
Oh, no, I was talking about The Walking Dead, the episode he was on.
You watched it. It was a good episode, wasn't it, though?
His episode, your episode's good, too, but no, I meant that I don't want to say the episode that you probably talked about.
It's been a week and a half or so. Yeah.
Right.
And it was news.
I really like that show, too. Yeah, they don't. They do kind of like the HBO thing where they don't pull any punches. Like if they need to do a thing, they don't. Mm-hmm. They don't leave you feeling good necessarily.
No.
At the end.
And they basically if someone dies a certain way in the comics, they rearrange them for the show a little bit. So
think
Shane lasted a lot longer than he was supposed to, and all that.
That's true. So. And I have read a bunch of those. I'm not totally up to speed on the books, but it's a good show. I like this show. And it's funny because since I've been staying at home, my dad's been watching some of the shows that I've been watching, so he doesn't normally watch any of that stuff. So I have to like fill him in on some of it. And he's like, "This is kind of good." I'm like, yeah, because they just watch whatever's on TV, so it's they don't have cable or anything; they just watch whatever. So now I've got him watching all those things. I had to fill him in on the Batman lore, because I was watching Gotham. He's like, who's this guy? What's this guy doing? Okay, well, that's the Scarecrow's dad. this is what the Scarecrow does. The whole thing. Anyway, yeah. So, there. StarWarsShow.com. Go check that out.
Yeah, please do.
Check that out. did we have any Star Wars news?
Yeah.
No, I think we covered that there was none.
Well, Darth Vader number 1 came out on comic book form, and it's pretty good. Talks about how Vader failed the Emperor, which is an aspect that was never really touched on in The Empire Strikes Back. It's like, who's to blame for what happened?
Oh, you mean like the first Death Star?
Mm-hmm.
They covered that on Robot Chicken, I think.
Yes, they did. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I did cover that. David Prowse did post on Facebook today that he would not be at the Celebration or Star Wars Weekends anymore. He's kind of losing it, so I guess I can't do those. All right, well, that's some Star Wars news. They're talking about moving up the date.
Release date, talked about that last week, right?
Yeah, we're moving that. Might be moving that up. I sold like 117 action figures that I had stashed at my parents' place today on eBay, so there's that.
I got my lightsaber upstairs.
Do you?
Yeah.
Mike's got a couple of them.
Yeah.
Yep, I do. I got four of them.
You gotta have the good ones, though.
The good ones.
Nice.
Give it a good one.
Yeah, the one where you hit the button and it lights up progressively, and when when you move it, it goes.
I have one. Doesn't do progressive. It was because they didn't have them progressive at first. It just lights up.
Back in my day, they didn't have progressive lightsaber lighters.
Then I have three that that do the progressive.
I'm gonna just build my own because that's what a Jedi would do.
That's right. You're right. I'm no Jedi.
If you're gonna build your own lightsaber, you might as well get Joni I from Apple to do it because he's the one who designed the lightsabers in the movie.
Did he?
Yes.
And yet he put out this iOS 7 that and 8.
Every Android fan is not going to go see Star Wars Episode 7.
Oh, that's where I meant to put this on the list. Was the rumors are that Apple's going to buy Tesla.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either. But they are working on some kind of smart car or something, right?
Well, they have money and they may need to use it.
I could.
So they got to buy something.
They got to buy something.
That's how I feel all the time, guys. I have to buy something.
I know. Every time I have money, I need to get rid of it.
No, yeah. For time, they may have to buy something. So,
like, see, Mike, if we were to do this, whole thing upstairs, the backdrop of guitars would be stupid. You're like, why don't you sell some of those?
That's true.
Yeah,
a little guitar. We'll send you a picture. We'll go back
upstairs. I would like to see Apple buy Google and dismantle Android.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Love to see that.
Well, that would be funny. All right, that's it. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Later.
Great to be here. Bye.